Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
God is flipping this thing totally upside down, and the people that should be in the house of God and the people that are connected to God are saying, God has done something in our land. We better get back to God's house. We better build God's house. We better build the kingdom, and we better do it with urgency. We better do that right now.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for joining us again on Revive Radio. Let's begin a new teaching series with Pastor Rogers. This series is taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. This is Rebuild Part 1. A study in the book of Nehemiah. Let's get into the message today.
With Nehemiah, the man of character. Now we're talking about stepping back in and reopening, restoring Jerusalem and it being broken down. We're talking about reopening the businesses and the nation of America. Are you hearing this, Pastor, tonight? This is not just a lesson to teach you something from the Bible. This is a now word in the timing of God on how to reopen your churches, how to reopen your business, how to be able to reopen your life and step out in faith and walk with God. First of all, we need to understand that Nehemiah was a man of character before, during, and after the crisis. So in Nehemiah 1:1, the Bible says that he was in the palace of the king and served him as the cupbearer. Get this, Nehemiah stayed committed. This is important. No matter what, he stayed committed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even in a pagan environment. Now, we're living in a pagan environment right now. We're seeing where lying and accusing and all that's going on, immorality, hey, this plague has not stopped any of that. It is steady and still taking place. And you need to know, ladies and gentlemen, that in the middle of this society, in this pagan environment, it is critical for you and for me to stay committed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of this Bible. No matter what's going on around us, our lives must stay focused upon Him. Now, Nehemiah stayed that way. Listen, it is a fight right now for the family, a fight for your mind, and you must stay what the Bible calls sober and alert. That is the quickening of our mind through the power of the Holy Spirit. Nehemiah was a man of character. Secondly, he was a man of compassion. Look at verse 4. The Bible says, and it came to pass when I heard these words, Nehemiah's brother literally brought it. Let's go back to verse 3. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem also is broken. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Verse 4, and it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept, Nehemiah said, and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Let's get this. First of all, Nehemiah is a man of character. But we look at a man also that's moved with compassion. The Bible says when he heard these words, he was moved in his spirit. His hometown of Jerusalem had been broken down by the Babylonians years prior, and no one was able, feeling strength, to be able to rise up and lead the rebuilding process. They were afflicted. They had become a reproach, a laughingstock. Think about it. The nations of the world have looked at America in this particular crisis and wondering, what are you going to do now? You great and mighty America has been brought down to its knees. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the best place we could be if we pray and seek the face of the one true God is on our knees. I will tell you, there's still those that are standing straight up and erect, and they're stiffening their neck and their back, and they're saying, I'm not going to humble myself before God. But if there's any lesson out of this situation and this crisis that's going on right now worldwide, is that you better humble yourself up underneath the mighty hand of God and repent. Because when Nehemiah heard these words, serving the king, he had not been to Jerusalem, his own home city from where his parents and grandparents had come from. But he's now moved with compassion because of what he heard. Ladies and gentlemen, Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we're going to be moved with compassion, not just to pray, but to go into action and feed over 1,000 families that are in need in this community. Listen, faith without works is dead, but there's a process that Nehemiah is teaching every one of us. Listen to me, business leaders, family leaders, church leaders, pastors. The Bible said when Nehemiah heard the words about Jerusalem, he sat down, he wept, he mourned, he fasted, and he prayed. Has there been a little bit of that going on? I'm going to tell you, there's been prayer meetings every night on the internet. There's been prayer meetings that have been taking place, not just pastors, but people just getting online, doing a little worship online. They've been doing a little prayer meetings online, a little Bible study, a little post out there. All that kind of stuff is going on. That's exactly what Nehemiah, if he was in our time, he would be fasting and praying before he took a step to do anything. Listen, 4 months Nehemiah fasted and prayed before he even approached the king. 4 months he kept serving. Now, remember, as the cupbearer, Nehemiah is drinking the drink, and then if it doesn't kill him, he hands it to the king. He's tasting the food to make sure the king doesn't die. So for 4 months and for years now, he's been doing that. When he gets the word, he doesn't just jump up and take off to Jerusalem. They would have arrested him, drug him back in chains, and he would have been in prison. So there's a right way to do this. For people that say, I don't care nothing about what anybody in the leadership is saying, that's a foolish statement. God, according to Romans 13, set governments in order, and the authority structure is what God has put in place. There comes a time where when people are speaking more about fear than they are faith, you have to be led by the Spirit. How am I going to do that? Nehemiah prayed and fasted for 4 months before he ever entered into the king's presence with even a request. Nehemiah had, listen, he had access, listen, Nehemiah had access to the kitchen of the king every day of his life. And yet he said, I will not partake. I won't indulge myself. I'm fasting and praying. I've got to get the mind of God before I even approach the king. Before I'm thinking about this, I'm sleeping and having dreams of what's going on in Jerusalem and how my people have been torn down. Somehow, something's got to be done. All the while that's happening, he's fasting and praying, and God is building a plan inside of Nehemiah. Listen, without a vision, the Bible says, people perish. Without a vision, people cast off restraint. That's the literal translation. Vision usually begins in our lives as a matter of concern. Somebody gets concerned. Move with compassion. Write this down. Vision includes conviction, compassion, change. You better be ready for it. I know people that said, you know what? I don't want to change. Well, guess what? We're all changing. Church is not going to look like it, what it used to. It's going to be different no matter what. There'll be some things that we'll do, that we'll sing and we'll pray and we'll preach and all that kind of thing, but other things are going to change. You need to get ready for change. Not only that, but there needs to be a willingness in your heart that drives you with urgency to do something about it. Now, I'm going to tell you one of the things that pastors are thinking about, and I'm thinking about it too, is all these days, all these Sundays, all these services that have been going on where people have been sitting in their pajamas at home, eating Cheerios, come on somebody, eating some pork chops, all that kind of stuff. They've told me they have. And they're just watching it online. And some of them, they've been watching 3 and 4 services online. They're watching a little here, a little there, a little over here, all that kind of stuff. And pastors are thinking right now, is anybody going to show back up when we roll the doors open? And if they do, how many of them are going to be faithful to come back to this church? How many of them may have made decisions to go to other places? This is what I'm talking about. Urgency and change. God is preparing. Listen, God always prepares you now for what is happening later. So we can't wait till we throw the doors open to get the building where it needs to be. That's the reason why I need volunteers. He's preparing us now for what's going to come. What's going to come, Pastor? As sure as I read the book of Nehemiah, there was a revival that took place in the hearts and lives of people. And I can assure you that revival is on the way. It may not look anything like we've seen before, but I can tell you as sure as that Bible is true, it's going to come. God is preparing us now for what's going to happen later. Here's what's going to happen. There are going to be people that have been drawing nearer to God. They haven't been socially distant from God. And then there are those that are out there doing whatever they want to do when they want to do it, how they want to do it. And I'm talking about church people. There are pagans out there that have found out, you know what, God must be real. I better get my life right, because they have logged on right here and gotten saved over the past several weeks. And they've already told us, you know what, when the doors swing open, I'm going to be on those pews worshiping God. You know why that's happening? Because God is flipping this thing totally upside down. And the people that should be in the house of God are thinking about, how can I get to Disney World? And the people that are connected to God are saying, God has done something in our land. We better get back to God's house. We better build God's house. We better build the kingdom, and we better do it with urgency. We better do that right now. Come on now. The closer you get, the clearer things become. The other morning, I was walking in here, and there was no lights on in the building, and I was trying to get to an office up here on this side. I came walking right across this platform in the dark, and I was on my way, boy. I mean, there wasn't no grass growing underneath my feet. And I got right over here, and this monitor speaker in the dark, all of a sudden I hit that thing going 40 miles an hour and went right over the top of it. I busted my shin right here. I've had to doctor myself and all that kind of stuff. I fell right over on the ground over there. Why? Because things were in the dark. And we've been in the dark for so long, we've gotten used to the dark. But God has now said, I've stopped everything and I've turned the light on in here. And it's time for you to get your heart right with God and get closer, because the closer you get to something, the clearer it becomes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The more willing you are to adjust to change. You let one of your family members contract this virus, and I guarantee you people that have never prayed before will pray then. Pastor, that's a little bit hard. I'm just telling you the fact. But it doesn't make any difference whether it's the virus or cancer or family problems. But listen, nobody's problems have stopped in the middle of this. You've got to be willing to say, God, you're trying to get our attention, and I'm ready to change no matter what it looks like. Are you willing to do that? Hey, let me ask you a very practical question for all of you Paysites out there. When you come back in here, I just want to let you know, because we're working on what that's going to look like. I don't know. We might wind up having 6 feet between the chairs. But hear what I'm telling you. You're probably not going to be able to sit in the same location you sat when this thing stopped. Are you willing to change your seat? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you willing to move from your seat? Pastor, I just can't worship without sitting in the seat that I used to sit in. You better get used to change, baby. I'm just telling you, that's how much change is going on. Well, I don't like the change. Sure you do. You changed meals today. Come on, some of you changed your hair color. Come on now. Listen, get this, it's on your paper. Vision calls for courage in the face of adversity to pursue the call of God. Let me tell you what it's going to take for all of you that are watching. Whether you go to this church or another one, listen to me. You're going to have the courage of God Almighty in the face of a plague to walk back into a sanctuary where so many people are going to be wearing masks. Don't dog them out. Hey, some folks may not be wearing masks. Don't dog them out either. Well, what am I supposed to do? You got your hand sanitizer. If you want to wear a mask, wear your mask. Don't be breathing on people. Use some common sense. But I'm going to tell you what you're going to need over the hand sanitizer, over the mask and everything else. You're going to have courage to say, God, I'm going back to church come hell and high water. I wish I had some thumbs up out there. Compassion doesn't always mean immediate action. That's the reason why Nehemiah prayed first. So for all of you out there, here's the pattern of God. You see what's going on. You're anxious about it. You're stir crazy at home. You've gone to Home Depot so many times, you don't know what else to buy. Every plant has been planted. The house has been pressure washed twice. All of that kind of stuff. You're ready to do something different. Listen to me. This is a time for you right now to pray and to fast and prepare yourself for the greatest days of evangelism the church has ever seen in this lifetime.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.